brother will not get to listen to this so that he won't lynch me. He's a brother I used to know. Anyway, let me just speak in parables. And in those days, we were young. I mean, when I say young, teenagers, adrenaline pumping and everything pumping. You know, so one day I had to challenge him. I said, you know, we're just having a normal conversation now. And I noticed that the tone of your voice and the way you talk suddenly changes. And your tone always changes every time a girl is around. I like that. You just change your voice when girls are around. You don't talk, you know, hey, oh now, another. And then they get, oh, hey, how's it going? Oh, hello, ladies. Very true. Can you see the hypocrisy? Don't change the tone and your voice when you are talking to God. God is your father. God is your daddy. He heard you before your tone changed. It's not the change of tone that will make him hear you more. Just be real. Talk to your daddy as real and normal as possible. Don't change your voice. And by the way, also, you know, I've noticed too that some ladies too in those days, they change their voice when guys are around. Hey! How you doing? Okay, let me give us a little, I don't know if you call it a joke. I just want somebody to be happy tonight. Okay, just be happy. Don't worry. Be happy. So this story goes like this. If you grew up in Africa, and especially in some parts of Nigeria to be precise, maybe you will understand this joke. So let me try and make it understandable. You know, the public transport system in Nigeria is not constant. It's not like you get a bus and this is how much you will pay. You know, the prices can change overnight. When bus drivers notice the scarcity of buses, they decide to hike the prices. So if you were paying £1.50 for a normal fare, when they notice that they can take advantage of you, they will just change it to £3 or even £5. And they will tell you, sorry, it's either you enter or you don't enter. So the price can change depending on the mood of the driver and the circumstances. So there was this lady who was trying to behave sophisticated, and she wanted to take a taxi. So she stopped the taxi, and the normal fare to where she was going was, let's say the fare was just £1 to get to where she wanted to go. So the taxi came. The normal fare is how much? £1. So she stopped the taxi. And, you know, the place she was going is called, let me give you the right intonation. It's called Katako. Katako. Katako means timber market, where they sell wood, timber. So Katako, that's what it means, you know, in the northern part of Nigeria. So taxi comes. How much is the fare, everybody? £1. And where was she going? Katako. Say Katako. Okay, because if you don't get the Katako part, you will miss the joke. So taxi came and she was trying to be sophisticated. Mind you, remember taxi drivers, bus drivers take advantage of your vulnerability or the circumstances. So taxi was coming. So taxi, taxi. And taxi comes and taxis before her. Katako, Katako. Taxi driver said, where are you going? Katako. Said, okay. Katako. Said, Katako. £10. So just katako there. Our voice changed. That's where I'm going. Don't change your voice when you want to talk to your daddy. Just talk to your daddy normally. Talk to you try. I became so conscious of this. And I notice when I start talking to God and I don't change my voice, wow, the prayers are deeper from my belly. But I want to talk to God now. Oh God. Oh, praise God. Oh, Daddy. Ah, no. If you want to talk to Daddy about Katako, you know, I'm talking to you about Katako. Don't change your voice because you want to talk to your daddy. Don't change your voice, the tone, because you want to talk to God. Try it. Don't kneel down and then you change your tone. All right, where are we going tonight? We're going to have some interesting discussions tonight. So it's better we all are. Do you mind joining that table so that every table is kind of full and that you, very young people, okay, don't worry, we'll tap your brains. If you two don't mind to join that table is full, yeah, so every table is full. Okay, filled up. All right, so Acts chapter 22. I will read to us and give us what to discuss, and then we'll come back and then we'll round up. All right? Acts chapter 22 in our study of the book of Acts. Let's remember we study the Bible in books, in chapters, in verses. That way you will understand the Bible story. Don't study the Bible just lifting one verse out of the Bible and say you are doing a Bible study. If you are going to lift one verse from the Bible to study it, study the scriptures before it and the scriptures after it. Then you'll get the Bible story. Very simple. God is not complicated. It's complicated people that always want to complicate God and make God look so complicated. God is as simple. That's why you must talk to God in his simplicity, just the way you will talk to a friend. Of course, with respect, but don't change your voice. All of a sudden, that table emptied. It is well. Okay. Acts chapter 22. So let's read verses 22 to 30. Okay? Thank you very much. Just relocate once the table. We're breaking bread table by table. Okay, let's read verse 22. And they listened to him until this word. They were listening to Paul. Let's remember. Please, are we all reading the scriptures or listening? Let's not be distracted because we will enjoy this if you participate. You know, this is not a time to do any other thing. Let's just study. Don't be distracted. And the children, are you with us, children? I love it when I see children studying the Bible. And they listened to him until this word, and they raised their voices and said, "Away with such a fellow from the earth, for he's not fit to live." This was Paul, if we remember from last week. He was sharing his story, salvation experience, and they doubted him, and they even said they were going to, you know, kill him because he shared his salvation story and they knew his history, they knew his background, and they were wondering, how can somebody like this claim he's now a Christian, a believer? He must be a deceiver, not a Christian. Okay. So then as they cried out and tore off their clothes and threw dust into the air, the commander ordered him to be brought into the barracks. That's Paul. And said that he should be examined under scourging. What that means is that he should be beaten, flogged. And the kind of flogging here is not just tapping. The real scourging, the word scourging is a very harsh word. I don't know if you have any other translation. If you can try another translation, simpler translation. Let's see if it expands that word to us. So we get the picture. By now the captain, well, okay. No, then when the captain intervened, order Paul taken to the barracks. No, let's not give us, is that a message? Decided to interrogate Paul under torture in order to get to the bottom of this, okay? The commander ordered Paul to be taken to the barracks. He directed he be flogged and questioned. That's NIV. Any other translation? Okay, New Living Translation. The commander brought Paul inside and ordered him lashed with whips to make him confess his crime. Okay, so that's scourging. Okay, so that was the picture. They were going to flog him and torture him. Verse 28, is it? 25. And as they bound him with thongs, Paul said to the centurion who stood by, is it lawful for you to scourge a man who is a Roman and uncondemned? When the centurion heard that, he went and told the commander, saying, take care what you do, for this man is a Roman. Then the commander came and said to him, tell me, are you a Roman? He said, yes. The commander answered, with a large sum I obtained this citizenship. And Paul said, but I was born a citizen. Some of us would know what we're talking about here. You know how much it cost you to naturalize, and then someone born does not pay any penny to naturalize. Okay? So this is the situation here. I didn't obtain this citizenship. I didn't go to go and sing God Save the Queen or God Save the King or, you know, to obtain naturalization. I was born a citizen. So in other words, you can't beat me. I know my rights. Okay? Then immediately those who were about to examine him, they withdrew from him, and the commander was also afraid after he found out that he was a Roman and because he had bound him. The next day, because he wanted to know for certain why he was accused by the Jews, he released him from his bonds and commanded the chief priests and all their council to appear. And they brought Paul down and set him before them. What saved Paul from the torture, from the scourging, from the whipping, from the lashes? What saved him? He knew his right. He knew who he was. He knew his identity. I love that. We're looking at who am I, and that's what we've been looking at. We look at more of that on Sunday. He knew who he was. The question tonight in this study is, do you know the law? Do you know your own legal rights as a citizen? Anna, did you study law? Okay, you studied law. Any other lawyers in the house? Oh, I miss Comfort. Comfort also studied law. Maybe some of us did modules in law. I remember I did a bit of that, you know, in my building course in the university. I did a module in law. That's where I understand the law of contract. Who else is a lawyer? Oh, I got it. Are you trying to be unlawful here? You're a lawyer too. Okay. So, do you know the law? Now, one of the things that came to me for us to study tonight is that, do you know that at times we as Christians can often at times be too spiritual? We're so spiritual that we don't even know our rights. We get too spiritual and over spiritual over simple things. And instead of us quoting the law, don't get me wrong here, we're trying to be spiritual. Instead of us simply quoting or obeying or abiding by the law or enforcing the law. We're trying to be spiritual. So we get over spiritual. We know the Bible, but we don't know our legal rights as citizens or even as immigrants. You know, I remembered when we recently traveled to Spain, and you know, we're driving, and you know, had a pastor friend and his wife also in the car. I've never driven in Spain before, so I was a visitor in Spain. So I think we were just joking, and we were talking, and they said, "Oh, what if I turn somewhere, and I found out that I shouldn't turn there, or I kind of disobey traffic law?" I said, immediately the police stops me. I would tell the police, "I am a not guilty. I am a no. I'm a tourist. I am a tourist." So that's two things I'm doing there. I'm admitting that, yeah, I probably broke the law, but this is why I broke the law. I said, because I realized that they are very sympathetic when they know you're a tourist, because you've made a sincere mistake. I said, so I'm going to plead that. I'm a tourist. You know, now I'm not saying I'll go to any country, go and break the law and say you're a tourist. They will they will also remind you that tourists too can go to prison. I'm a tourist. That they will be lenient on me. Do you know your legal rights? Do you know the law? Do you know what the law says? The Bible tells us that every soul, Romans chapter 13, verse 1, should be subject to a higher power, to authorities, to governmental authorities. There are laws, and there are laws. There are laws of the land. There are laws in this land. There are laws. How many of us know the law? How many of us know our rights? Paul, simply, he didn't quote the Bible here. Do you know he could have quoted the Bible? It is written, "No weapon formed or fashioned against me shall prosper." It is written, "Touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm." It is written. He could have quoted the Bible. Now, somebody might be thinking, is it wrong to quote the Bible? Excuse me. There is a time to quote the Bible, and there's a time to enforce your legal rights. Because your legal rights is what the authority recognizes at that point in time. Oh, you may say, but the Word of God is a higher authority. Okay, we will get a balance tonight in this study. But before we go into the balance, all right, just in 5 minutes, five good minutes on our different tables, okay, I want us to answer these two questions just too quickly. Just discuss and come up with it, and we'll go table by table. 5 minutes. What are some basic laws of this land, of this country? Some basic laws. Okay, let me give us a hint. For example, sorry? Graffiti. What's that law? If you do graffiti, it's against the law. How many of us know, I heard this recently, that all the swans? They belong to the queen. How many of us know that you can't just say that tree is annoying me and you cut it down? You see now, some of us may be ignorant. So those are the kind of things I want us to come up with. And then what are your own rights? As a citizen or as a, what's it called now? As a dweller, you know, here. Sorry? As a resident, thank you. Resident. Okay, so 5 minutes. Whatever it is, just come up with it. Sir, you are alone on that table. Are you okay? Because I'm saying everybody should just join tables. Come and join this table. Yeah. Please, come and join this table. Join this table. All right? Quickly. She's a lawyer. There are two lawyers on that table. That table is too heavy. Top heavy table here. Right, quickly. Write it at the back and just shout it out. 5 minutes. Start the clock. Some basic laws. Do you know the law? Hurry up, hurry up. Your time is... Do you know the law? Ask the children, you might be surprised. Like the children will tell you that you can't smack them. He knows the law. He knows the law. You'll be surprised, he knows the law. You got 2 minutes more. Right, you got 60 seconds. What are your basic rights as a citizen? As a resident? Okay, our 60 seconds has become... All right, stop the clock. Stop the clock. Stop the clock. Okay, all right, let's end. Let's stop. Oh, it's getting animated now. Okay, time up. Ring, ring. Ring, ring. Okay. All right, let's go. Can we start from the law? Can you give them the microphone? Please, who's running around? Come on, Samuel. Quickly, 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 quickly. Our time is... Yeah? Okay.
No smoking in public places.
Okay.
Infertile destruction.
What does that mean?
Just no abortion. You can't carry out abortion. You can't feed the pigeons. You must pay your taxes. And you can't practice polygamy.
Okay. All right. Yeah, next table. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Thank you. Please, let's listen. Yeah, just give us the ones. Don't repeat the ones that have been said. Some basic laws of the land and your basic rights. You can just keep the camera in one place.
You can't have two wives.
You can't have two wives. Well, someone has said that already. Okay, yeah. Please, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up that table.
You're not allowed to use the phone.
Please, let's listen.
You're not allowed to use the phone whilst driving.
Okay, don't use the phone whilst driving.
You're not allowed to beep the car horn after 6 p.m. in a residential area.
Okay.
And what was that? You're not allowed to take your children out of school during term time.
Okay, unless by express permission. All right, I'm a teacher, so I can. All right, next table.
You're not allowed to pocket in school.
You're not what? You're not allowed to have your hands in pocket in school. Well, that's your own school law. I'll come to your school tomorrow. Let your head teacher arrest me. Nice one. I love it when children so they understand the concept. Okay, next table. Go to that table. We come to this table, that table, and we end with that table. Hurry up. Yes. What are the things you discussed? Please move to the next table. Just move to the next table. You can't simply tell us what you discussed. I don't know what the difficulty in that now. We are coming back to you, whether you like it or not. Because you can't break the flow here. All right.
You've got freedom of association.
Freedom of association.
Freedom of expression.
Freedom of expression.
Yeah, you've got the right to remain silent.
When you say freedom of expression, do you mean freedom of speech?
It's not the same thing.
They are not the same.
No.
Freedom of
expression.
Okay. Yeah. Oh boy, I really need some lawyers now. I wish Ohio was here. PhD law. Okay, you did life in the UK test. You must have purchased citizenship. Very expensive.
You've got the right to remain silent.
You've got the right to remain silent when you're arrested, stopped by the police, and questioned by the police.
Yeah.
You know, some people don't know that. Ah! Hey, what did I do? Ah! Hey, is it because I'm blue? Hey! Ah! Hey! Hey! Ah! You talk, and they use everything against you. Because you don't know the law. And then you even try to quote the Bible and speak in tongues, and they say, wow, this is a mental case. They call the ambulance, section you quickly. I'm telling you. You know, a brother I went to visit in the psychiatric hospital, and he started speaking in tongues, and they quickly got everybody, pinned the brother down, and had to inject him because he was speaking in tongues. They say he was mad. There's a time to speak in tongues. But it's a time to refrain from speaking in tongues. Don't speak in tongues in a psychiatric hospital. It's against the law. True life story. I'm not joking. Okay? Yeah?
You've got right to a lawyer.
Okay, right to...
A lawyer. You've got consumer rights.
You've got consumer rights. What does that mean? These are heavy words. Consumer rights.
Yeah, so as a consumer...
Just break it down.
You have a right to... If you have a problem with an item you've bought, to either return it or report to...
Please, let's listen. No side talk. No side, because they might speak a law now, you don't know.
Or right to exchange after a certain amount of time.
Okay.
Or if you feel that you're cheated, you've got access to an arbitrator or someone who can... A go-between that can...
All right, in this country.
Yeah.
In this country, if you buy... Anyway, let's leave that one. You buy something, you want to return, they will insult you.
And freedom of information.
Freedom of information. Okay, let's go back to that table quickly. Yeah, what are the things you discussed?
Okay, so we discussed right to life.
Right to life. What do you mean by right to life?
Right to life, it means no one can kill you.
Okay. Without your consent. All right. Okay, what else? That's not been mentioned.
No forceful marriage.
No forceful marriage, okay.
Yeah, and you can't have two legal wives.
Okay, that keeps reoccurring. All right. Okay.
We also discussed that there is also a law on food allergy in public places.
Food allergy.
Yeah. So there are 14 items.
Please listen. Side talk.
List,
please let's talk.
Including
the side talk.
Peanuts. So if you have anything with peanuts, you need to declare.
You need to let people know in case they have an allergy to it.
Yes.
Because if they
items.
Eat it and you didn't declare, they sue you.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Thank you very much. Yeah. Yeah. Go on. Hit it. Yeah.
You have the right to acquire muscles.
And you have the right to acquire
muscles.
Skills, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
And you have to maintain decorum in any premises you found yourself.
Okay, maintain decorum in premises. In premises where you find yourself, so that means you don't disturb public order. ASBO, yeah. How many of us know what ASBO stands for?
Social.
Antisocial behavior. Order. As when you misbehave in a place, they place you on an ASBO. We don't want to see you within 30 centimeters of this place. ASBO. Okay. Yeah?
We talked about shoplifting.
Shoplifting?
Yeah.
What does that mean? You go to the shop and you lift it? Are you a weightlifter? Is there a law against weightlifting? She wants to help us. Okay.
It means when you
don't buy something, you basically steal from the shop.
That's shoplifting. Okay, thank you for that. Pastor, yes. Okay, it's not shoplifting up until you walk out of the premises. Okay, then they arrest you. You've lifted the stuff from the shop and you're still walking around the shop. You have not lifted the shop yet. Thank you for that, Severa. Okay, you want to say something? All right, let's listen to Joshua. Please, freedom of silence, please. In the church, we have order too. Yeah.
So my one's about identity fraud.
Identity fraud?
Yeah.
That's a heavy one. What does it mean?
Basically, identity fraud is stealing someone's identity when it's not yours.
Wow.
Basically, like, if someone in this room who looks a bit like me at my age,
yeah,
they can basically steal my identity.
They use your name. They pretend that it is you,
yeah,
and do some stuff in your name.
I call them copycats.
Okay. So there's law against cats that copy. You want to say something too? Okay.
You're not allowed to kill someone.
You're not allowed to kill?
You're not allowed to enter someone's house when it's not your house.
Okay. Without their permission. All right.
You're not allowed to be in someone's house when it's even...
You're not allowed to laugh when we are talking serious stuff. All right, final table. Okay, no. Oh, we've done. All right, yeah, that table, please. You got a mic there? All right, who's the spokesperson here? All right. Do you know the law? Yeah, go on.
Okay, so we have some few laws. No smoking in public places.
Yeah.
So if you smoke in public places and people are allergic to it, they might sniff it in too, and they might start to have lung cancer.
All right.
Second,
just tell us the law. Don't explain.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
No skating in public places.
No skating in public places.
No discrimination on sex, gender.
Okay. Discrimination.
Age, religion, and race.
Okay.
Do not horn blow 7 p.m., say 7 a.m. residential area. Children have to go to school.
Okay. Children have a right to go to school.
Yep.
Okay. Any other? All right. Okay. There's one more. Okay. Hit it. We've got to hurry up because of our time. Because I want us to balance things up spiritually.
Okay. I'm just going to say the ones that have not been spoken.
Yes.
No alcohol to be sold to someone under 18. Okay. However, you could, if you're 16, you could have a meal with a wine under the supervision of someone older.
Okay.
No betting for someone under 18.
Yeah.
You cannot show Saturday games.
There's a law about changing voices and changing accents. There's a law here, a written law. Okay.
Thank you, Pastor. You can't show Saturday games on TV. 3 p.m. games on Saturdays on TV. It's against the law to show it on TV. And then airport, if your flight is delayed as a British citizen, you are not allowed to sleep in the airport. You should be booked in a hotel with a bread and breakfast. Thank you.
All right. I know there are so many laws. Because of our time, I don't want us to overshoot our time. Okay. Now, looking back to the scripture that we studied, what saved Paul here was that Paul knew the law. And Paul simply quoted the law. What was the law here? What did he say? He says there, is it lawful for you to scourge a man? Two things. Please, attention. Is it lawful to torture, to beat, to whip a man who is a Roman and uncondemned, and see the effect of it? It delivered him. You know, let's not get too spiritual, let's understand basic laws. Let's abide by the law. The law actually, originally, is meant to actually protect. It's not meant to discriminate. It's not meant to cause damage. It's in dictatorial governments where they try to shut down opposition that come up with all sort of draconian laws. But basic law is meant to protect, is meant to bring civil order. So let's look at Jesus and the law. Something happened in Matthew chapter 22, just to get us a balance. When are we meant to be spiritual and when are we meant to be legal? Let me put it that way. Okay? Jesus said in Matthew chapter 22, verse 15 to 21, there's a story there. The story goes thus. Okay? Matthew 22, please. Matthew 22, have you gotten it? Okay. The Pharisees went and plotted out they might entangle him, that's Jesus in his talk. So what happened? They came to him and said, verse 16, they sent to him their disciples with the Herodians and saying, "Teacher, listen to this. We know that you are true. You teach the way of God in truth, nor do you care about anyone, for you do not regard the person of man." You know, they first of all, what's the word? Stoked his ego. And they tell us, therefore, what do you think? Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? They started with Jesus on a spiritual sense, from a spiritual pedestal, and they went into legal issues now. State matters. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not? Okay, let's see Jesus' answer. But Jesus perceived their wickedness and said, "Why do you test me, you hypocrites? Show me the tax money." So they brought him a denarius. And he said to them, "Whose image and inscription is this?" They said to him, "Caesar's." Caesar is like the king, the emperor, like the queen of England. Okay? The ruler, ultimate ruler. And he said to them, "Hear Jesus, render therefore to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." The things of Caesar, things like council tax, don't dodge it in the name of spirituality. I bind the home of, where's that Sarah's office called? The HMRC. They will be blinded to my house. They will, when they are checking their records, they will not find number 64 Church Hill Drive. And they will, in the name of Jesus, I decree it. You are breaking the law. God will not answer that prayer. Give to Caesar. What is Caesar's? If you are broke, why not pray to God? "Lord, I'm owing council tax money. Lord, please make a way, provide a way that I can pay this rather than binding the HMRC." We get overly spiritual. You don't even know that you can actually call the HMRC and actually negotiate rather than, you know, binding and losing. Don't bind. Go with the law. What does the law say? Know the right. You know, and the point is, they can't come and sell you and your family. If you don't have money, you don't have money. You go into an agreement, what do they call this thing now? Where you pay back. Yeah, but there's a name they call it, there's a time they call it. When you negotiate. Sorry? No, you negotiate. There's a term, it's a little bit of a legal term. Where, you know, okay, you know what? How much can you pay? I can only pay 50p a month. Okay, you go into that agreement. Don't bind. Just give to Caesar. What is Caesar's? So let's get the balance. Jesus never taught against breaking the law. Let's go to another. You know, if you read that passage further on, when they had heard these words, They marveled. What did they do? They left him because they thought he was going to encourage breaking the law. Then they went into the spiritual. Look at the next thing. Under the same breath, the same day, the Sadducees came and said to him, who said there's no resurrection, saying, teacher, Moses said, if a man dies having no children, his brother shall marry his wife, raise up offspring, for his brother. And then verse 20, now there were seven brothers, first died, had married, having no offspring, left his wife to his brother. Likewise, the second, also the third, even to the seven, all the brothers died. All right, so verse 28, they ask him a spiritual question. Therefore, in resurrection, now that's a spiritual question. It's not about taxes anymore. In the same day, we must learn the balance. Okay, whose wife of the seven will she be? For they all had her. What did Jesus say? Jesus answered to them, you are ignorant. You err, not knowing the scriptures. Please know the law. I know the scriptures. I know when to apply the law and when to apply scriptures. So that's, you can see it right there in the same. So he explained to them the scriptures, the spiritual. They went from the physical to the spiritual. So let's not get overly spiritual over matters. The solution to the problem you are having is you are praying the wrong prayer. You're trying to disguise under the cloak of spirituality. Go with the law. The law will protect you. I don't have it is I don't have it. Let's negotiate. Let's negotiate. One time I broke the law. And I was told, very funny story. Do I have time to share this? Anyway, it's a very embarrassing story. I was a Christian tongue talking, a minister in the church. And, I grew up in Africa, so don't blame me. I'm so proud of my African heritage now. It's just that some stories I'm embarrassed about. You know, in Africa, you don't have public toilets. So at times when it catches you, you have to use the public as toilet. Oh, yeah. It's getting better now. Thank God. To God be the glory. I was hard-pressed. I got out of the bus and I started looking for where to, wee. And I ran behind one building, thinking that at least nobody would see me behind this building. But there was no toilet. So I ran behind a building. And as if they knew, people always run behind that building. There was a notice, do not urinate here by order. And they wrote there, you will pay certain fine by order of the local council, the local government. I looked right, I looked left, there's no one here. So I started my journey. We call it titrating. Psst. Don't worry, when you do chemistry, you understand titrating. Out of nowhere, two fierce looking men just jumped out. It was as if they were hiding. They caught me in the very act. You know when you are still titrating and immediately they grabbed me, the titration ceased. Don't worry, son, you can't understand. You understand one day, okay? Anyway, they caught me and they showed me the mobile court across the road that I was going to pay a fine. This is the fine. I didn't have money, I was broke. If I had the money, I'll pay the fine. They said, it's either I pay the fine or a month in prison. And that's the mobile court with a judge, with everything there. Ready? They would judge you right there. Take you, there's what they call a Black Maria, where they transport you straight to prison. It was waiting. I started begging. They grabbed me by the trouser, so I had to quickly try to, So they called me aside. That is the judge. That is the, vehicle that will take you to prison. But let's talk. So they called me aside. They said, okay, you know what to do? Why are you laughing? In other words, they said I should bribe them. I give them money and they spare me jail. And I remembered I was a Christian. That if I bribe these officers, that would be also breaking the law, because it's against the law to bribe. So at that point in time, what will I do? I'll tell you the story, second part next week. You see, you want to hear a story. Okay, let me tell you the story. So they were, say, my friend, hurry up, hurry up. They were putting me under tension. I was just praying, Lord, I'm in trouble. Lord, I'm in trouble. One of them was so angry. In fact, I was drunk. You know, it was early in the morning, and they were drunk early in the morning. You know, if you meet a drunk official early in the morning, your trouble is multiplied. So he just went back and said, you better settle. When they say settle, you better give them the money or we'll take you. So he stepped backwards, the fierce one was very drunk. And the one who seemed sober stayed with me. He said, are you not going to perform? I looked at him. He asked me a question. What do you want me to do? Hurry up! What do you want me to do? Then he went into the spiritual realm. Listen, he said, I didn't say anything. I kept quiet. He said, are you trying to tell me you are a Christian? Are you one of these born again people? You are a Christian and you can't give bribe? Is that what you are trying to tell me? I said, please. What do you want? I said, I want you to forgive me. I'm a Christian. He looked at me. I just saw murder lift off from him. And he looked. I am letting you go because of your faith. I will never forget that experience. I broke the law. He caught me. And while I was there, I didn't deny I broke, even if I wanted to deny it, evidence was there. Then he went into the spiritual. Are you a Christian? Is that why you can't give bribe? And I said, yes, I'm a Christian. What do you want? Christian language is forgive. Spiritual language is forgive. I will never forget those statements. I am letting you go because of your faith. It just pushed me away. I quickly adjusted myself. I ran out from the place, looking back. The next bus that came, I didn't care where that bus was going. I jumped in before he changed his mind. Jesus never taught that we should break the law. Do you know one experience that happened? You know what Jesus said? We say he taught us to be wise as serpents, but harmless as doves. We don't have to be like people who don't have God and join. You know, it's tough being a Christian. I have to tell you the truth. We all know. We've been talking about holy compromise, talking about so many. It is tough being a Christian. But let's balance things. There was a time they came to Jesus in Matthew chapter 17 from verse 24 to 26. Because of our time, I can't really go into it. I think it's Matthew 17, verse 24 to 26, or Matthew 10, 16 to 20. Do you know what happened there? They came to Jesus. They actually stopped his disciples and asked that. Okay, that's it. Matthew 17. They came to Peter. The tax collectors came and said to Peter, does your teacher not pay the temple tax? They arrested them, so to speak. Let's hear what Jesus said. Jesus went, what do you think, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth take customs or taxes? From their sons or from their strangers? Jesus was simply showing his knowledge of human laws. Don't be too spiritual that you don't know the law and legal rights. Don't be too spiritual as a Christian. What does the law say? Before you fight any battle, what does the law say? Okay? From whom do the kings of the earth? Then Peter said, from strangers. Because that was the practice. Jesus said to him, then the sons are free. So the sons don't pay taxes. You know, as a British citizens in this country, there are some things that is free for you, like the NHS. But for immigrants, they have to pay. Surcharge. Is that what it's called? So just get that scenario there. So they came to Jesus as like an immigrant. Why? So you won't pay for the NHS you are using. What did Jesus say? Now hear what he said. Nevertheless, lest we offend them, go to the sea, cast in a hook, take the fish that comes off first. When you have opened the mouth, you will find a piece of money. Take that and give it to them. Go and pay the tax. He didn't try to evade it. We might get caught up in that passage that there was a miracle of fish in the mouth and use that to pray. Jesus was actually using that to demonstrate, don't break the law. You can focus on the fish and the coin and begin to pray, Lord, that fish that has my coin in it, that fish, swallow the coin now. And when I go now, vomit it. You know, that's how we pray. But was that what Jesus was trying to teach? That you should pray for fish to swallow money and vomit it to you? Some of these things are hard. But you know, God just wants us to continue to teach on character, Christian character, and all that. We can teach on all this other abacadabra and all that. But no problem. Let's focus on the word. So, do you know the law? Do you know your legal rights as a citizen? Please don't be too spiritual. When you want to fight even spiritually, start from the physical. Understand the law. The lawyers there, is there something called legal loophole? A loophole in the law that you can capitalize on and then it favors you. Yeah. But it takes what eyes has not seen and the one who can open your eyes to see such. Please, let's pray. I don't know why we had to look at this tonight. Are you a lawful captive? Has the law caught up with you? I can share testimonies upon testimonies. The Bible says, even the lawful captive shall be set free. It means that lawfully, there's no hope for you. But according to the word of God, God can open a legal loophole that you can capitalize on, and I will. So many stories I could share with us. Please, let's pray. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. The law is for you. It's not against you. There's a higher law that will work also for you. Let every soul be subject to a higher power. Even the hearts of kings are in the hands of God. The men, mortals, who make laws can also rewrite laws. They will make it legal for you in the name of Jesus. I prophesy, I say this by the Spirit of God, that law will work for you, not against you, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you tonight. Expand this word more to us, Holy Spirit. Open our eyes to see what the law says. And open our eyes to see what the perfect law of liberty, your word, also says. Whatever problems confronting us as a church, as families, as individuals, we bring everything before you right now. All-knowing God, all-knowing Father, omniscient, all-powerful, omnipotent, and all-present, ever-present, omnipresent Father. Lord, turn things around for our good. Deliver us as a church. Deliver us as individuals. Deliver families. Lord, so many things, even physical laws, biological laws. You said we should not be ignorant of the wiles of the devil. Whatever law is working against us biologically in our bodies, natural laws working against us in this land, even racial laws, we bring everything to the cross tonight. As we heard your word tonight, Lord God Almighty, make a way where there seems to be none. To the glory of your name, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You want to say something about the immense?